This very, 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 very sad, sad news. I wanted to get to it yesterday, but I didn't have time and I didn't have the capacity to get to it yesterday. So we're talking about it now. I'm going to keep it to myself, Reprimanda. We're going to talk about it now. Make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Best time to join the Patreon is the beginning of the month. You really don't want to miss out on the Patreon, I'm telling you. But this is very sad about these young Florida boys, 12, 13, and recently turned 15. Raped a 12-year-old girl in Overtown. A lot of y'all know where Overtown is. Overtown is one step over from Wynwood, which is directly next to the Design District, is next to Midtown, and then you jump over to Biscayne, you can go over to South Beach, over on Miami Beach, or you can go downtown towards Brickell. So Overtown is not even that far. I'm going to let the story tell itself, and then y'all tell me what y'all think about it. Again, make sure I hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn your notifications.
Turning now to a disturbing safety alert, a 12-year-old girl allegedly raped by three teenagers who are all being charged as adults. Local 10's Magda Luisa is live in Miami with distressing details. Magda.
Janice, you know, this alleged crime happened in June, but it wasn't until this week a grand jury said these minors need to be charged as adults. This is why we are showing you their faces. Now, the details in this alleged crime are very disturbing. We want to warn you.
Molly, don't tell us your opinion on this. I'm going to get it tonight.
Two boys and a 15-year-old boy are facing serious charges as adults in connection to a rape case involving a 12-year-old girl.
So you're 12 years old? You're 13 years old?
Police say the co-defendants, Nelson Nunez, Josiah Jones, and Xavier Tyson, all played a part in the crime that took place in an Overtown community garden in June.
You were indicted by a grand jury and transferred to from juvenile court to adult court. That's why you are here.
Police reports say the victim was leaving her friend's house when 13-year-old Nelson Nunez grabbed her, forced her on a couch inside the Greenhaven Community Garden, and raped her, while 12-year-old Josiah Jones and Xavier Tyson, who was 14 at the time, restrained her. Police say Jones put rocks in her mouth to stop her from screaming.
What? What? Now, let me preface this. I had to catch myself because I did a reaction video to this and I had to catch myself. And the reason why I had to catch myself is because I still have to keep the same energy. Innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. I don't know how true this is. I can't say that it happened for a fact, but this is what's being alleged. This is what witnesses said that came forward. This is what her father is saying that called her name, which was the only reason that they said that these boys stopped. This is what her mother is saying, and this is what police are charging these boys as adults. They put rocks in her mouth to stop her from screaming. Do you know how sick you gotta be? They say that this was happening for at least 30 minutes, that one of the boys was assaulting her, and then two of the other boys was holding her down. What kind of prison is this? This is the type of stuff that you see on Oz, or you see on the movie Locked Up with Master P, which Master P did a really good job. I rewatched that, some of his scenes the other day, and he did a really, really good job on that. Master P was acting his ass off on Locked Up. I forgot if it's Locked Up, what's the name of it or whatever. This is the stuff that you see on a movie, right? This is the stuff that they describe in prison. They describe guys holding other guys down while another guy takes advantage of a person. Who would think to put rocks in her mouth to stop her from yelling and screaming? A 12-year-old girl. And one of the things that we don't talk about enough in the community, let me say this. One of the things that we don't talk about on the movie, I mean, on in the community, you know what we don't talk about? Let me give myself some space. We don't talk about how a lot of these kids grow up to be gay. They grow up to have trauma. They grow up to trauma bond. They grow up to be pimped out because they don't think that nobody loved them unless they put their hands on them or stick in them. We don't talk about how they all look to love through somebody else because they're not used to being told that I love you unless somebody is taking advantage of them when they're little kids. It's a lot of kids that's getting taken advantage of, man, these young girls. And so that's why we so adamant and vigilant against our kids being assaulted under any circumstances. Listen, you could do whatever you want to do with your own life once you become an adult. But the one thing that we don't advocate for is kids to be taken advantage of like this. And to know that it's possibly, allegedly, because again, I like to say innocent until proven guilty. And to possibly know that these young boys was all watching. And it's another issue that I want to bring up too. Was all participating and watching in some way, shape, or form. Putting rocks in this little girl's mouth while she was being assaulted in a park. In a park. Is insane. It is insane. I'll say this. Because I have a daughter. And I am vigilant. For any possible thing that can happen to my daughter. I pray that I don't have this type of reaction, but I haven't made it there yet. And this is how I know I'm still trying to figure it out as a saint. I don't know if I could wait. Cause see, this happened last year. This happened in October 2025. They just now getting charged for this. Because witnesses just now came forward. I would have to pray fervently that God somehow, some way pricked my heart or calmed me down because I am not the type of person that can allow for anything physical that can happen to my daughter or anybody else around me. I would have to pray so vigilantly because my natural instinct would be to crash out because everybody got to go. Judge Dredd, jury executioner. What do you mean? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk. I'm not negotiating with the police. I am the police at that point. I'm not. I have to pray because I know that that's not the way to handle it. I know that throwing my life away and actually having that be basically throwing my daughter's life away because she no longer going to have a father in her life because I would be in prison for the rest of my life, right? I'm not sure that I don't want that. And I pray that something like that never happens because I would imagine that any father would be on fire. My natural instinct . This is diabolical. This is absolutely diabolical. And I want to know who the parents are, too. Who the parents of these monsters?
The victim says allegedly. It went on for about 30 minutes, and the boys stopped when they heard her father calling her name. We've learned from the founders of the Community Garden Green Haven Project, telling Local 10, the situation has been very saddening. They say the garden is closed off to the public outside of normal operating hours. And on that day, a construction company cut the side gate, which allowed for anyone to enter the garden. The organization said it extended support to the victim, adding, we will always be here to support in the best way possible and that our extension of love and resources will always be available to the victim and her family, which we very much cared for. Both the 12 and 13-year-old are at the West Detention Center, both of them being held there without bond. As far as Xavier Taylor, the 15-year-old, we have not seen that he has seen a judge just yet, but when he does, we'll update you on what happens there. And we have also reached out to everyone involved in this case, their representatives, and that includes the victim in this case, and we have not heard back from anyone just yet. We're live in Miami. I'm Magdala Lucen, Local 10 News.
At 11, for months, a little girl lived with the horror of rape at the hands of three young boys.
Tonight in a one and only exclusive, the child's mother emotional in her demand for justice. Local 10's Byron Tollefson is live in Miami with this heartbreaking story. And nobody can even imagine their child going through this, Byron.
Oh, it's just awful. And we do want to warn you, viewers, before this story begins, that this story is very disturbing.
I don't care if they get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, 100 years. Guess what? I'm going to always feel like as a mother, as a woman, I'm going to always feel like it's not enough.
A mother asking for justice for her young 12-year-old daughter after police say a group of boys took her into a community garden in Miami's Overtown neighborhood, and one of them raped her for 30 minutes.
At the end of the day, they did it.
The 12-year-old girl telling police she was leaving her friend's house and saw the boys in a parking lot. Police say that 13-year-old Nelson Nunez grabbed her and forced her onto a couch in the Greenhaven Community Garden. Then, investigators say 12-year-old Josiah Jones put rocks in her mouth to stop her from screaming while Nunez raped her, only stopping when they heard her father calling out her name.
Because I must say I'm angry.
Police say a third boy, Xavier Tyson, now 15, was also involved. All three boys are now charged criminally as adults.
Let me tell you something also. Let me say something else about this. And again, this is why I've been telling y'all this for years now. I was never the type of kid, ever. And I got to know who raised y'all. Honestly, I know the type of parents that raised y'all because it ain't no different than the people that is in this Me Too, go along, get along gang on the internet right now. I know who raised y'all. Y'all no different than these boys. Y'all was just like them. It just, the circumstances was just a little bit different. Because everybody is bandwagoners and everybody joins in when everybody else do something and can't nobody think for themselves. And so because nobody has a mind for themselves, it makes sense. It make perfect sense to me. Anton, why do you say that? When I was a young kid, I was always, always the type of kid, always the type of kid that just wouldn't go. If everybody was going left, I was going right. If everybody was going right, I was going left because I had to understand, why is everybody following the crowd? And so you telling me that none of these little niggas was like, yo, this is crazy. Hey, man, I'm getting the hell up out of here, bro. I'm gone. Ain't none of these young kids, 12, 13, 14, 15, whatever ages that they were, You all got your mind, your good sense. Ain't no way in the world. That's why I got to know the whole story. I need to see this trial. I hope that the lead attorney, shout out to the lead attorney. I hope that the lead attorney actually covers this because I need to see it. I need to see the details of what really happened on this one as they charging them as adults because ain't nobody had no good enough sense to say, hey, man, this is crazy. Hey, man, you crazy, man. We don't do that. Nobody. Nobody. Ain't nobody no parents was taught their children to stand up and you don't follow the crowd. You your own individual. So they ain't never gave you the speech. So if everybody jump off a bridge, you're going to jump off a bridge too. They ain't never gave you that speech. Nobody ever gave you that speech. You know that these young boys right here, they going to prison. They charging them as adults. That means that the minute that they're able to be put into an adult facility, that they are going to be in there with the big dogs. The 30-year-olds, the 40-year-olds, the 50-year-olds, the ones that's used to having new boyfriends every time somebody, when they coming through. Lockdown. Hey, man, I got dibs on that young one over there. Niggas like Fleece. You know what Fleece told me? Fleece said he got locked up when he was, what, 15? He said he caught his charge when he was like 14, 15 years old. I said, really? He said, yeah, man. He said, I had never known what a woman was until after I got off of prison. Yeah. He was doing like this. I had never known what a woman looked like, smelled like. You know, I was young. I was a virgin when I got locked up. I said, word, please? I said, yeah. He said, so I had been locked up for so long. And eventually, they all looked like women to me. I didn't think I was ever getting out. So I said, might as well give me some booty. And that's when booty became more important than water. It became more important than water. I said, what? He said, yes. He said, so I see one. I said, that one's mine. And so you can either have it the easy way or the hard way. I prefer the hard way, but I take it the easy way. These young boys, if they get convicted and they actually committed this crime, these is all boyfriends right here. Future boyfriends of America. Y'all better start teaching y'all kids. Y'all better start teaching y'all kids. If you don't teach them, somebody else will. If you don't teach them, somebody else will. And then, because they're not going to go to jail for life, right? So they'll eventually get out. And this is the cycle. So then they're going to get them a little girlfriend. Let me find one in the chat. Who would be their girlfriend? Battle tested Kane. He know what it's like. Love after lockup. Battle tested Kane is the type of dude. I notice this cornball face ass motherfucker. I know these type of niggas. These are the type of dudes that say shh. And I say, dog, why you keep shishing homeboy over there? No reason. Then they go in the bathroom, have a conversation. Don't tell nobody that I used to be a girlfriend when I was in prison. Don't tell nobody I used to be a girlfriend when I was in prison. You know the prison rules. What's the prison rules, battle tested? What goes on in prison, stay in prison. We don't talk about that because we got our normal lives out here. We got our normal lives out here. That's why they got so mad at me when I did the interview. You know, dog, listen, the people that got mad at me when I interviewed Fleece were niggas that used to be in prison. I don't know if y'all know that, but every nigga that said something, check it out. It wasn't the people. And let me cook. Let Time Dog cook right now. When I interviewed Fleece, because normal, everyday, law-abiding citizens that do not commit crimes, none of those type of people cared. They was just like, ooh, that's crazy, Time. Great interview. You should do part two. I want to know more stories. The only niggas that was mad, the only niggas that reviewed it, that was pissed about it, was niggas that been to jail. Think about it. Just the honest guy. Listen, I ain't got to say their names. You know who they are. All of the people that was pissed off about me interviewing Fleece was niggas that was having flashbacks. You know why? They started talking that prison rule shit. Similar to the comedian. The comedian asked me, you ever been to jail? You ever been to prison? Because you don't know what the prison rules is. I said, no, nigga, why would I ever go to jail? Have you? Nope. Nigga, what you asking me if I've been in jail for? No. The answer is no. Definitively, no. The answer is no. Always going to be no. We go on a commercial in a second. Your car. I got you. But all the people that was pissed at me was pissed. And they was like, man, we don't know. And I was like, why would I care? Nigga, I got my wife was there. Security was there. His manager was there. Everybody was in the room. They was cracking up in the background. You can see me pointing to him and we all laughing and stuff like that. So we interview. I don't give a fuck. I want the good content. Similar to what happens with this whole scandal. I want the good content because I'm going to get the bag. I probably made no less than $35,000, maybe $40,000 off of that fleece interview. Man, I'm not passing up $40,000 because you used to be in jail. Suck my dick. Because you having flashbacks. Man, no, man, we don't interview that type of behavior. Because we just don't talk about it. Hey, you ever been in jail before? Yeah, but I ain't never get involved in nothing. Bullshit. Nonsense. I ain't going for it. Use a lie. Use a lie and the truth ain't in you. You a lie. They was all pissed off. I'm about to pass up my $40,000 because of your insecurities. Nigga, I made so much money in that interview. I can't wait to do a part two. I had my people reach out there. I said, man, you know we got to do a part two. So we're going to do an even higher production one on this one.